This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that U.S. President Donald Trump has forced out Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the top law enforcement official in the country, the new acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is expected to oversee the special counsel's Russia investigation. But what does the future hold for the Deputy Attorney General who was in charge of the special counsel probe? AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has come under fire and appeared to be on the way out in September after a published report said Rosenstein suggested recording the president and the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office, which Rosenstein has denied. But he was at the White House Wednesday, soon after Jeff Sessions' ouster was announced. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked, what was that about?
Well, he is a deputy attorney general, so he has a lot of business here at the White House. I think he'll be back tomorrow for a different meeting.
Rosenstein oversaw the Russia investigation because Sessions had to recuse himself because of his contacts with Russian officials.
AP's Jackie Quinn. U.S. President Trump is boasting of a very big win in Tuesday's national congressional elections after Republicans strengthened their hold on the Senate even as Democrats took control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years, AP's Warren Levin said.
The House Minority Leader says Democrats in Congress will seek bipartisanship but won't be afraid to exercise their responsibility for oversight of the administration.
We believe that we have a responsibility to seek common ground where we can. Where we cannot, we must stand our ground.
Pelosi credited a focus on health care with pushing the party over the top. She stands to return to the speakership despite some grumbling that it's time for new leadership. Pelosi says she believes she's the best candidate for the job and will have the votes when the time comes to choose a speaker.
A Christian woman in Pakistan who received death threats after the Pakistan Supreme Court overturned a 2010 death sentence is said to be in hiding.